Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Overall, so much of what Liverpool were trying to do was going through Gravenberch, wasn't it, early doors? Like, we were getting the ball to him pretty much at any given opportunity, it felt like. And was that, do you think that was a conscious thing from Liverpool, or was that just him always being the man available?
Probably a little bit of both, but I think he offered himself. He was always available to get the ball, and he wanted to drive with it. He was happy to operate in tight spaces. I think one of the big things for me was the selection, the amount of heavy hitters that was, you know, Klopp had put on the pitch from the off, really. And he still seemed like the one that was kind of like the leading light in all of that, which was really impressive, because I know it's only been a handful of games. He's still, you know, there's not been a whole host of minutes that he's got under his belt, but he's slowly starting to find his own, really, on that left-hand side of that midfield for us. And, you know, we was talking about, you know, there's a big opportunity for one of the three lads in that midfield engine room today to really stake a claim for the game on the weekend. And I think in those first early parts, he looked like he was really up for that challenge, and it was kind of, I'm playing because I don't want to be dropped. It was that type of performance. And from the start, he looked like our best player on the pitch at the time. I think, you know, Salah doesn't cover himself in glory with his chance, and we'll get into those as well, but I was very impressed with him, because I've wanted to see, it's nice when you've got the full complement around you, because you can almost skirk away from your responsibilities and hide a little bit and kind of play within yourself. But today was a day where someone in that midfield had to step up, and he was the first one to step up in that sense.
Yeah, massively. So we'll stick with Gravenberch, Jamie. I'll come to you on him, mate, because for me, he is the biggest talking point probably from tonight, because we spoke earlier on in the build-up about all three of those midfielders could have sent an opportunity to stake a claim for the weekend there.
Yeah.
And really, the one who has, for my money, is Ryan Gravenberch. I thought Elliot was fine, I thought Endo was fine, but Gravenberch went above and beyond that. And we'll talk about the goal and the moments a little bit later on, but I think overall, as a package, as a performance, I think he was the star tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought first, probably half an hour, he was the standout player on the pitch. Love how comfortable he is on the ball. He's got a really good combination of, he's got skill, but he's got that strength and a bit of pace. Just that acceleration over 10 yards where he can skip past a few players. He did a gorgeous turn at one point.
That
was first half as well. Lovely little turn, yeah. It was a bit of a kind of an audition game today for who's going to come in for Jones after the we don't want to go in back over that. And I thought both Gravenberch and Elliot were good. I thought we lost a bit of control when Elliot moved over to, we'll go on to talk about the second half, but yeah, I think certainly first half, star man, possibly man of the match, Gravenberch.
Yeah, I think so. And just on that, Evel, I'll come to you just to sort of finish and tie a bow in that then. Do you think going into Sunday, Gravenberch, based on what we've seen tonight, would be the man?
I do, yeah. I think he looks up for it at the moment. I think he said in his interview how he's kind of settled in with these lads. He was happy with the business that Liverpool done in terms of rebuilding that midfield, and he's kind of just slotted in quite effortlessly. And I think the way he's playing at the moment, fitness isn't going to be an issue. You mentioned it in the one of the build-ups. You know, he didn't have a lot of game time over in Germany last season, so this lad needs the minutes in his legs. And I think we're in a really fortunate position at the moment, because all of the new lads that have come in, we've only seen a slither of the potential that they've got, but their base levels at the moment to me seem like fit for purpose. Don't get me wrong, you're like pushing for a title and going on deep into, you know, European competitions is another conversation, but those things are going to happen in 2024 anyway. If you're going to be in the mix for that point in time, sound. But right now, for where we are, we always say you just want a slow burn. You want everybody to be ticking over nicely. You don't want anybody to be, you know, absolutely killing it from now and then get burnt out. And all of these lads look like they're just going to bit by bit build on top of what they're doing so far for us. So he's an excellent example of that for me, because I think the more minutes that you get in the regularity, he's going to be the one, realistically, someone's going to come out to play that six properly. But outside of Szoboszlai and McAllister, he's going to be the one that feels as though I should be the next name on that. It's me and Curtis Jones. We're going to be vying for that position constantly, probably for the majority of this season. But performances like that will go a long way in helping him nail on a place for himself in that starting 11. I think that's really important for us.
No, it is, mate. And he's come over to Liverpool. He's left Bayern Munich because he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So he hasn't come here to be on the bench and be a part of a rotation. Yeah. He wants to be starting games of football. And that's such a good problem to have. I mentioned it earlier on the build-up in terms of like competition for places, and we've got that now. Like Curtis Jones, yes, he's missing the weekend, but you bet your bottom dollar when he comes back to being available after he's going to want his shirt back. And Gravenberch is going to be like, no, hang on a minute. And being like, I've earned this now, and he's going to want to keep it based on what he does on Sunday. So it's a really fascinating one. It's interesting that he came off when he did as well. That might have been a nod to the fact that he could be the man to start. And like I say, for me, based on what we've seen tonight, I think he is the man for that job. And I think we touched on it earlier, that's three starts now for Liverpool, two assists and a goal.
I mean,
not bad. Not I think bad. He was at the heart of everything as well tonight in terms of defensively. I think it was a really good all-round package from him. So yeah, good night's work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.